All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from Queens in the borough, Queensboro, New York City, on the 8th day of May, 2018. I want to thank each of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel, and I want to invite each of you to keep your questions, comments, criticisms, and praises, or any other comments you might have. Send them along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions the number for taylor@gmail.com. We do want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Today's sponsors are RN Resources, Balmoral Resources, Bontero Resources, Genesis Metals Corp., Klondike Gold Corp., Northern Empire, and Noble Resources. I've titled today's show, Stock Market Bubbles, Why Can't They Last Forever? David Stockman, Michael Oliver, Robert Carrington are my guests today. Keynesian economists have assumed the supernatural role of God in defying laws of nature as they pertain to the markets. They assume they can perform miracles. Misguided by such arrogance and falsehoods, politicians who have applied Keynesian theology promise a materialistic paradise on earth by simply creating debt-based money with keystrokes of a computer. Those purveyors of Keynesian socialism would have you believe that heaven on earth can be achieved by printing endless amounts of money that drives stock prices ever higher, leaving the entire earth as one eternal paradise. They think that the only thing required is for government to have unlimited power and unlimited money complements of the Federal Reserve. So long as the Fed can print money forever, driving stock prices to the moon, we could all live in luxurious splendor. All that is needed is to get people who believe in the laws of economics to disappear. Of course, it should be evident to anyone not burdened with university economics degrees that printing endless amounts of money, as the Keynesians propose, leads to a lack of price discovery for capital. And no one understands the pathology of Keynesian economics and its policy of denying price discovery for capital better than David Stockman, who will be with us in the second half of today's show. He will explain why the current stock and bond market bubbles are approaching a dramatic implosion and why the next stock and bond market crash may end up collapsing the entire monetary system. With gold now basing for the next major move higher, gold exploration companies like New Range Metals stand to benefit greatly as investors regain the understanding that gold is real money and that owning it is a surefire way to preserve your capital and your wealth, while holding fiat money is just as surely a way to lose it. Robert Carrington, the president of New Range Gold Corp., will be here with me right after the first commercial break to update us on his company's latest exploration efforts along Nevada's Walker Lane trend. And he'll give us some insights on the potential for this company's shares to trade many times higher their current paltry 20-cent price. But right now, I'm really pleased to tell you that I have Michael Oliver with me once again to update us on some of the major important markets, the most important markets, the ones we look to, and the ones that are really the drivers for all the smaller markets. Thanks for joining me again this week, Michael.
Hi, Jay. Good to be back.
Always good to have you with us, and it's always good to tell my listeners that the website they should go to learn more about your services, it's olivermsa.com, olivermsa.com. Well, Michael, David Stockman, who will be on with me later today in the second half of today's show, is convinced that interest rates are inevitably heading higher, You personally, Michael, have had a very bearish view on the 10-year and 30-year U.S. Treasuries, but rates have fallen a bit lately. So does your work still convince you that that we are in a major bear market for Treasuries, or are we nearing an end of a decline?
No, it's a major bear, but within any major trend, there are always counter trend moves. That's a law, okay? Mm-hmm. It's the 87 crash is the only one that didn't have a counter trend move. Of course, it, in effect, ended immediately as soon as it happened. But all other bear markets or bull markets have counter trend moves. It's a given. So you have to live with it. You have to anticipate. You have to decide, you know, how do I weather these things? Do I have not such a heavy position, or do I hedge, or whatever? But right now, in the T-bond market and the T-note market in the U.S., they've had a major price decline, major, massive, since we gave a sell signal in October of 2016 and reiterated it with the January close of this year. And we're not far from the low right now, about 2 points off the low in the bonds, you know, a couple decimals of percent in yield. I do think there is a chance, and I've been dealing with this for the last 2 weeks in our reports to subscribers, for a counter-trend rally. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if it happens. Often a counter-trend rally in bonds, because I think bonds on the big picture and stocks on the big picture are both going down together, meaning price of bonds go down, yields up, stocks go down. But during that process, whenever there's a period of sharp stock decline, you know, a little mini panic, such as the early February break, the T-bonds will firm up despite the bigger picture that says down. They'll firm up and have a counter-trend rally as a flight to safety, so-called. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering whether what I see in the bonds is a potential near-term counter-trend rally of potentially 6 points or so from we had a recent low just below 42. I think you could see 142 to 148. Right now it's 143.5 area. Will that occur because stocks produce another belt on the downside? And it's just a thought. I don't know what the motive power will be if bonds have a counter-trend rally. But I suspect that could be it, because I think stocks, the laboring by stocks over the last 6 weeks or so, where they go up, they go down, they go up, they go down, but they don't go anywhere, is potentially running out of gas. And if their response to that is to roll over sharply and shed another few hundred S&P points quickly, like they did in early February, then that would be the excuse for bonds to have a counter-trend rally. No, it won't sustain, and rates will dip during that process, but it'll be, you know, measured in weeks, maybe even days, and it won't sustain. But it's the potential. I do see the potential for that, and I've defined numbers to my subscribers that if we see in the T-bonds that it indicates that's starting. And my sneaking suspicion is that if it starts, it means the stocks are ready to start downside out of the suggestion zone. So you fit the two together, right, in that regard.
I guess as long as we have faith, as long as the market has faith in the system itself is healthy and viable, you have this trade-off back and forth between stocks and bonds. But when confidence is completely lost, then people look to exit the system, and they go to gold, right?
Yeah, that's and commodities in general, which are a value play. You know, some commodities are laying at theoretical zero, you know, as I term it. In other words, they're not going to zero. We know that. But they get so close to it, they just go dead for 2 to 3 years. Uranium would be an example in the energy sector. Corn, wheat, and soybeans over the last few years are an example of going to near zero. Sugar is now nearing what I consider theoretical zero. So, you know, it's... You can't go down forever in those things. Now, meanwhile, a lot of other commodities are remaining firm. Gold's firm. It's all of 2.5% from a level that if I see a monthly close there, we're going to ignite the sky. That's 1350. Right now it's 1316. Silver's holding well. Oil is quite strong. The grains made new couple-year highs in the past few weeks. They've had a little back-off since, but in the bigger context, they've gained some good ground after our buy signal. The Baltic Dry Index, which is an interesting metric, I'm starting to look at it right now. It's quite strong. That's movement of commodities. So that would be, you're right. That's where people will go. Because, in other words, the bond market betrays them, and things related to that, such as REITs, things like that, and the stock market betrays them, then where else do they go? To decaying cash? No, they'll go to gold.
Yeah. That's what I believe, time will tell, but your models are still looking strong. I know you've talked about coming close to that go-neutral zone, but you haven't many, many times over the last year, several times anyway, but it's still looking like it's going to hold at that level, I guess. So
I think so, and I think the recent strength in the dollar is deceptive. It is a counter-trend rally. It is not a bull market in the dollar. I just put out a report a while ago showing the context since 2004 in terms of the annual momentum of the dollar. When you look, it's a point and figure chart, actually, of the momentum, which is highly unusual. Nobody else does that, I don't think. But when you look at that chart, you chuckle if you utter the words dollar bull.
All right, we're going to have to leave it go at that, Michael. We're out of time, but thank you so much for your insights. Always helpful. Thanks for being with us, and we'll look to do it again next week, hopefully. Folks, don't go away. We got to go take a commercial break. When we come back, Robert Carrington will be with me to talk about New Range Gold Corp and what he's planning on the exploration front this year. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Robert Carrington.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
A gold rush has begun. Recently, three of the largest gold mining companies announced strategic acquisitions in the Yukon Territories. Ahead of them was a group who had already consolidated the key claims covering the historic Klondike Gold Rush into one company, aptly named Klondike Gold Corp. Led by a team of accomplished geoscientists, the company is steadily advancing exploration to reveal the rich source of all that gold. The hunt for the next major discovery is well underway, and Klondike Gold's shareholders are strategically positioned. Stay ahead of the majors and follow KlondikeGoldCorp.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.